Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. More phone calls. We'll check in with Russell Wilson. It's been a while. February 9th, last time he joined us, right after the Super Bowl. And then he started airing some laundry there. I think that was the true Russ, because what you normally get with Russ is go Hawks and everything's great and talking about positives. And I think he was sitting there at the Super Bowl watching Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And even though he'd been named the man of the year, he's probably saying, am I ever going to get back here? Because he went to two. He won one and lost one. And he's probably going, Brady's back again. Mahomes is back again. Hey, I got man of the year. I'd much rather be MVP of the Super Bowl. But we'll talk to Russ and see if things have changed in his life with the Seattle Seahawks. Your phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Fritzy says this Boss Baby, the Alec Baldwin Boss Baby show that's on Peacock, is really entertaining. It's a blast. And Amy Sedaris is now joining the cast, the new Boss Baby in town. Boss Baby Family Business, now streaming only on Peacock. You could also find our show on Peacock. All 3 hours you can stream, and you can do it for free. Yes, McLovin?
I watched Boss Baby 2. I cried at the end. I'm just going to tell you right now.
You cried?
It was about two brothers who, I don't want to give anything away, but their relationship, they strayed over the years. They became distant, and then they become reunited, and much like your fishing trip, they came together. And it was super emotional. And I was sitting on my couch with my family. My wife made fun of me mercilessly.
Okay.
Still a funny movie.
Did you cry at the movie Up?
Oh, I got a minute into Up, and yes.
Yeah, it was a mess. Yeah, I was an absolute mess.
You have to be a robot not to cry at Up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cartoon. It's an animated movie, but it's about Russell, who's a little scout. And Ed Asner's the grumpy old man, and they form this interesting bond there. And they go up, the house goes up with balloons attached to it. And
the first minute had the montage where you saw Ed Asner's life with his wife who passed.
Yeah.
And they put it into a minute. I need a minute.
What is the worst?
He's actually getting upset.
I know. What is wrong
with
you?
It's punishing. It really is. That 2 minutes of cartoon, it is punishing.
Yeah. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Can we change the subject?
Okay.
Right. I give poll results.
Okay.
Back to onion bagel energy.
Yes. Give me poll results.
Second most popular sport in America. It's NBA and MLB are basically tied at 35%, and nothing's even close.
What is the most embarrassing thing you ever cried at watching? Because I got one that will shock you. Now, I cry all the time. Seton's pretty good at crying, too.
I'm a crier,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
I've told you one of my most embarrassing ones before. Was it in the movie Seabiscuit? I was in the movie theater, and you know, Seabiscuit is about this like sort of like ugly duckling sort of like horse, though, yeah, that's, you know, racing.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there. I was with two girls, one of whom I was dating at the time, and then it was on my right, and then a coworker of mine was on my left. And by the end of the movie, I was like audibly sobbing. He just wants to be loved. sobbing.
I went to Book of Mormon on Broadway.
Oh, boy.
And
that's a comedy, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The South Park guys put that up.
Which is also an emotional tearjerker,
yes.
South Park.
I'm watching Book of Mormon, and we go to the first intermission. And I'm crying. And I'm with my kids, and they go, "Dad, you're crying." And I go, "Yep." They go, "It's a comedy." And I know. I said, but watching a live performance, there's something about being in the building with a live performance that I get emotional about. Doesn't matter what it is. I've gone to Broadway. If it's a concert, there are times when you just see something and you go, they're doing that in the moment. It's so hard to do that in the moment. That you do it live in front of people. I have so much respect for that. You don't get another take. It's there, and you're doing it. I don't know if that's like an embarrassing crying story. Todd, what about you?
I took my son several years ago to a cartoon movie. I think it was a Disney movie called Hero 6. It was like a big white robot that was taking care of a kid. And once the kid admits that he's satisfied with his care or something like that, then the robot basically dies or has to like leave, never to be seen ever again. So, and the kid kept prolonging it because he knew that that was going to happen. So he kept saying that he wasn't satisfied with his care or whatever so that the robot wouldn't leave. Once the kid finally said that he admitted he was satisfied with how the robot took care of him, I was in tears. I look over to my son, who was like 7 at the time, was 6, and he's totally fine and wondering why I'm hysterical crying.
Yes, boy.
And based off that, Todd, you must have cried like a baby at Terminator 2 when he goes into the vat of molten lava and with the thumbs up.
Yes, that was another one.
Mm.
I knew it.
I don't think I saw Terminator 2.
Pretty good.
Yes, McLeod.
I got one more. Netflix has a hit movie called Mitchells vs. Machines. It's animated.
Oh, you've been talking about this thing.
And the dad drives his daughter cross country and drops his daughter off at college.
Yeah.
That one hit me hard. It reminds me of how you talk about giving away your daughters at a wedding.
I can't. I brought it up again to my oldest daughter. I said, "Hon, if you want to elope, like you got my permission, like privately, like off the record, you have my permission to elope if you want to."
I get emotional when you talk about your daughters.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And it's going to be an absolute mess. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. It was a fun week for baseball. I think baseball did well. You got basketball resuming. Center stage coming up tonight. Game 4 with the Bucks and the Phoenix Suns. We went from, hey, the Suns, they could sweep, to now, hey, if the Bucks win tonight, hey, what are the Suns going to do to stop Giannis? Where it used to be, well, can Milwaukee match DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker? It's just like the U.S. Olympic team. They lose two games, Nigeria and Australia. And we devote some time to it, and all of a sudden they win, beat Argentina, blow out Argentina. I thought Greg Popovich said nobody gets blown out. Well, they blew out Argentina. And it was almost exactly where he was talking about 30 points. They blew out Argentina, fourth best team in the world, and exactly. No, nobody cares about it. But if we start to lose, we don't play well, or we only win by single digits, then people will care again. Kawhi Leonard underwent knee surgery yesterday, partial tear in his right ACL, and he's got an interesting offseason. He can opt out of his contract and become a free agent. If he opts out, he can sign a 4-year, $181 million extension. And despite the health issues, you'd think the Clippers would choose to invest in Leonard. But behind closed doors, I would be really concerned. He's not a young 30, just turned 30. He's got a lot of postseason miles on those legs, and it shows. Now, he led the Raptors to a title, had the Clippers in good position to make a run this year, but... I would really have some serious doubts moving forward if I'm the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard. But, you know, a guy coming off surgery, how attractive is he for a team like the Miami Heat or whoever, Dallas Mavericks? I don't know. There's part of you that says, boy, I want Kawhi Leonard come postseason time. If he was already load managing from his days in San Antonio and Toronto and the Clippers, and now you go through this surgery, and to me, this is going to be a six-month process. I don't think we'll see him before Christmas. Injuries and recovery time don't get better as you get older, as we all know. And I would have some serious doubts moving forward with Kawhi Leonard as my lead guy. As great as he can be, I just don't know if I can count on him. And this isn't a pulled groin or an ankle sprain. This is surgery. And coming back from an ACL, you know, it's different if you have meniscus, you're going to clean out something in there. This happens a lot. This is different. And yes, knee surgery, there's been great advancements in it. You know, I'm front and center in all those surgeries. But, you know, I've gone through a knee replacement. I had the surgery where they drill into your knee because your cartilage has died. And I've had ACL and MCL issues. So this is just coming back and being able to walk and play 18 holes of golf. He's trying to come back at age 30, which helps him, but also the wear and tear. And do you want to sign up for four more years with Kawhi Leonard? I'd have some serious doubts about it just because of what's ahead for him with rehab, trying to come back. How much does he play next season? I mean, that's another thing you got to factor in as well. Yeah, McLovin.
What's the risk of letting him go, though, if he goes to, say, the Heat, as you mentioned, and wins? The Clippers.
Well, you're always going to run that risk, but and maybe Steve Ballmer doesn't care. Maybe you'll just say, you know what? We still want him here. And that's probably the decision they're going to make. There's a chance that the Lakers might reunite with Lonzo Ball because he's not going to get that money in New Orleans. And I would love to have him on the Lakers. I'm in the minority. I've always been a Lonzo Ball fan. And I would love for him to be point guard. And I'd love to put LeBron in different positions and not have him be taxed with, you know, being your point forward. And Lonzo, you know how many points Lonzo averaged last year? He had 15. And he's going to give you rebounds. He's going to give you assists. He's a willing passer. He's a willing defender. And the question is, how much is it going to cost you? I wouldn't be surprised if the Clippers looked at Lonzo Ball as well, because they don't have a true point guard. Yeah, Paul.
You're right, Dan. He quietly developed. Last year, he attempted 8 threes a game, by far the most of his career, and was shooting 38%. He's getting into that nice three-point shooter category. Yeah. 38%, you're getting there. And then the free throws last year, he did not take a lot of free throws, but he went from 56% to 78% in one season.
Yeah,
Two years ago, he was at 41%. Now he's at 78%.
I would have no problem if you said the Lakers got him or the Clippers be a great addition here. And I got to believe he's about to hit his prime here. He's 23 years of age. I mean, if you look back to when players used to get into the NBA, Lonzo would be a rookie coming in. 22, 23, he'd be a rookie. But he's got this experience. He had the prior experience of LA. But I think that he would be able to take a little pressure off LeBron during the regular season. Now, come postseason, LeBron's going to be your point guard. But if I can have Lonzo for a season and he's going to cost me $20 million a year, then I know there's cap issues and I try not to delve into that too much. But, I mean, that is an issue. That would be an obstacle for the Lakers and the Clippers to try to overcome, to fit him in there. Because you're not going to get a max deal. But also, the guys who are getting max deals are the guys who score. And I don't know if Lonzo is going to go, maybe I need to be shooting more. But I would gladly pick him up. Absolutely. Some phone calls in here. Let's see. Christian in Maine. Hey, Christian.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
Hey, I know I'm due for the shower shame. And the reason there's been a postponement on it is because we're doing big production value. This is going to put you over the top for the Sports Emmy.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a good one.
And you lost what bet?
I lost the Limerick off to...
Oh, that's right, to Todd. Yeah, even...
To the Big Hero 6 lookalike. Yeah. Yeah, I did. By the way, my mother says shout out to Andrew Perloff because he was right. I am the Bucks, and he was the Hawks. She said, I like that guy. He knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Dan, I'm sorry, but like I said, it'll be a little bit, probably the middle of August. We've got production going on, and I would take Lonzo Ball as a point guard for the Celtics, actually. We need a true point.
All right. And, well, thank you, Christian. Get your shower shame. All right. Like when you call in, you don't have to touch on every topic we've touched on today. You know, you don't. Just like, you know, specific. Streamline. What time?
How annoying is it when people don't get to the point? They just ramble on endlessly and they out of left field and they're not making any sense.
Thank you, Todd. Ben in Minnesota. And then we'll take a break. Russell Wilson Jr. III will join us. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dan. I'd just like to thank you and the crew for putting on shows, you know, to keep everybody going. I had a construction accident, unfortunately, back in September, and I had my ankle completely crushed pretty much, and I've been rehabbing that, and I had a partial knee replacement done exactly 2 weeks ago today, and I'm up and moving around, and I'd just like to thank you guys for keeping us, you know, given, I know they kind of laugh about those of us who are trying to rehab and stuff, trying to keep going, but you give me a few hours a day to... you know, give me something to laugh at when it's the hardest time trying to get this, you know, stuff back to working. And I'd just like to thank you guys for that.
Well, thank you, Ben. And we're the official show of shut-ins. Those are rehabbing, and we embrace that. Yes, Paulie.
The Danettes were just asking, when this guy's back on track and walking again, is he going to bail on us?
I don't know.
It sounds like he was just like, hey, thanks. Now that you guys got me through this tough time, I'm out of here.
Yes.
That's kind of the vibe I got.
Okay. I mean, I don't wish for something to happen for Ben's rehab, but if he happens to spend an extra week at home, you know, a couple of setbacks, that would help us.
Just minor setbacks.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Well,
not like an infection, just like a little tweak.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
It seems like we're kind of the show that's being used, you know, through these tough times. They can't reach their remote. They're sick. Something horrible happened to them. It's like, and then once they're okay, it's like, I'm not going to watch a list of that.
Are
again.
You kidding me? I can now get out of this house. I'm not going to listen to that show. You know, at a rehab facility, this is the number one show at a rehab
you're getting
facility.
Physical training. Yeah. You're getting all that stuff.
Yeah.
I feel a little used. I think Todd's right.
We're taking advantage of us.
Yeah. Though.
What about us?
Well, we used Russell Wilson on February 9th because he gave us a lot of publicity.
Oh, and I think he used us too.
Yes, he did. No, I was just trying to be nice there, McLovin.
I just don't want people to think that you would use a guest, but you never do.
No. No, I understand. I'm a conduit. You can use me for whatever message you may have. Scottie Pippen used me for the message he wanted to get out. Russell Wilson used me. But that's okay. I don't mind being used. You guys are bothered by it. I'm happy that I can be of some service to America. We'll take a break. Russell Wilson Jr. III will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. That's pretty amazing. There's no limit on how much you can earn. Even more amazing. In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of all the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report and limitations do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the
realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I mentioned this earlier in the show. Well, I've been mentioning this for years, that I wanted the NFL Films to go back and tabulate all the sacks from the players who played prior to 1982 when sacks became an official stat. Well, Pro Football Reference did that. And from 1964 to 1969, Deacon Jones led the NFL in sacks 5 times. A total of 115.5 sacks in that time period. And I wanted to know how many times did quarterbacks drop back and pass. So the ratio of sacks to dropbacks, it's got to be completely different than what you have now. You're dropping back 30, 40 times a game. Deacon Jones averaged one sack every 23 times the opposing quarterback dropped back to pass. By comparison, Michael Strahan's record season in 2001, where he had 22.5 sacks, he averaged one sack every 25 times quarterbacks dropped back to pass. So unofficially, Deacon Jones' 6-season run was better than the best official single-season sack record of all time. Another comparison, T.J. Watt led the NFL with 15 sacks last year, one sack every 38 times a quarterback dropped back to pass. Now, these are unofficial stats, but at least they have tabulated some of these, got them up to date with Deacon Jones, Jack Youngblood. There are a lot of great, Alan Page, a lot of great pass rushers, and I think that they were held to a different standard, or we forgot about them. And you had the opportunity to be able to go back and tabulate these sack totals. And they should be up to date, because you can't say 1982 is when it officially started. It shouldn't be. All right, Russell Wilson Jr. III, we talked to him yesterday after the show, and he joined us courtesy of Bose, and here's how we started the interview. Okay, February 9th, you join us after the Super Bowl. I'm watching the Super Bowl, and I thought you looked miserable. And then I realized you're probably going, wait a minute, why am I not playing in a Super Bowl? Then we had the interview a couple of days later, February 9th. When you hung up the phone with me that day, what was the rest of the day like, the reaction to what you said?
Well, the rest of the day, you know, started off with, I had all the Man of the Year interviews to do. So that's really while we had, you know, the interview with you and the NFL had set that up and all that. And then the rest of the day got interesting. I would say the next day got interesting more so than anything else. But anyways, I think that anytime you're not playing, you want to be playing in that game. You know, this is why I've been fortunate to play in it twice, win one of them. And you want to get back and do everything you can to get back. And that's what our team's trying to do here. And we're excited about the team that we have and where we're headed. So we got a chance.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back, though. How long does it take before the Seahawks call you after the interview with me?
it was I don't know, maybe a couple hours probably.
Okay, I just so you know, I didn't plan on bringing this up. I sort of stumbled onto it because I just wanted to know why you didn't look like you were having a good time. And then it felt like you wanted or welcomed the opportunity to get this off your chest. Is that fair?
No, I think that more than anything else, you know, like I said, we had all the end of the year stuff that we had to do. And I think more than anything else, we just had a dialogue, a conversation. And you know, I think it definitely blew out of proportion in terms of the moment and what it became. It was a little unfortunate, but I think more than anything else, you know what I care about? I care about winning. You know, that's what I want to do. So I just put my cleats on every day, and that's always been my focus. That's always been my goal, you know, is to win it all and to continue to do that and try to do everything we can. So, it's been a great off season. My teammates and I, we've spent a lot of great time getting the work in, spending time together, and we're excited about getting back the ball and playing, you know, and fans.
Is your relationship different with the Seahawks?
I would say it's stronger. I mean, I think me and Pete have gotten even closer. Okay. I mean, we've always been super close. So, you know, Pete and I, we've always had a great bond. But I think, you know, we got to have a great heart-to-heart. And just, you know, he's got goals. I have goals. You know, we want to do great things, you know. So to actually, you know, really dive into those and really talk about, you know, those missions, those goals, it was fun. So, I think, you know, me and Coach Carroll's relationship is stronger than ever. And I think that's the best part about it. And also my teammates, you know, we're pumped about the season and getting back to playing ball and snapping the ball and scoring touchdowns and winning games.
Did you ever think you were going to be traded in the offseason?
I think that any time in sports, there's a potential of being traded. You know, I think there's always a real opportunity of that. But, I think that, you know, I've always wanted to be in Seattle. I've always loved being there. And it's a place that I've always wanted to play. So it's been great.
And how glad were you that the Aaron Rodgers topic then took over and kind of put you on the back burner?
How what?
No, when Aaron Rodgers, all that talk came up, you know, they stopped talking about you and what was going on in Seattle. It was like everybody was, you know, then curious about what was going on with Aaron Rodgers. Was
that? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on up there. It's not really any of my business, but, you know.
Wait, you're not following what's going on with it. How can you possibly not follow what's going on with Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not saying you don't watch it. Obviously, it's interesting. It's interesting situation up there. But you know, I don't have any intel on that. You know what I mean with Aaron. You know, I think that, you know, obviously he's a great player, one of the best to ever played the game at that position. You know, in this position. So, you know, anytime that's going on, it's always kind of hectic and confusing, and it makes it difficult for everyone. But I think that obviously he's been such a tremendous quarterback his whole career.
Russell Wilson, the Seahawks quarterback, joining us on the show. Any benefit upside to 17-game regular season?
I don't know. It's kind of awkward. It's kind of weird because now you have 8 home games and 9 away games. So it's kind of interesting. You know, I think that, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, the NFL will obviously be able to broadcast a whole nother game. You know, I would say the biggest, you know, kind of interesting thing is that with the playoffs, you know, you don't have that extra week if you're a first seed or second seed or whatever it is. I believe that's right. So, you know, I think that that's kind of a new interesting thing. So, you know, it puts more pressure on the body. Physically, the game is such a physical game, you know. But, I love playing, you know. So any time we get to strap up the cleats and play, that's my favorite thing. So I don't mind the 17 thing, but I think it is definitely an interesting dynamic with the playoffs and all that. That's more of a challenge for sure.
I wonder about load management, Russ, for certain players. Do you think we'll have that in the NFL?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you'll have that in the NFL. I mean, I think you kind of have that with certain guys who get injured or dinged up, but for I think your guys who are healthy and, you know, your premier players, you know, I'm assuming you're talking about like the NBA out.
Yeah.
Kind of hold guys out for this and the game. Yeah. So, you know, like, I don't think that will happen in the NFL, at least at this stage, because, you know, every game in the NFL, it matters so much. It counts so much against the record and playoffs, you know, standings and this and that, right? So, you know, NBA, they play so many games, you know, that it is a little bit less of a factor. It's kind of like Major League Baseball, right? You play 162 games in 180 plus days, whatever it is. You know, so guys can catch a break for a second and come back and be stronger the next day. Well, football, you know, I'm playing dinged up, I'm playing beat up. You got to do what you got to do, you know. And ultimately, you want to be on the field, you want to be available. And the guys that can be consistent and available, be professional, be ready to play, dominate the game every moment they step on the field, be a true factor. I think that those are the guys who are game changers and true factors to the game and making a difference. And so you need all those guys, you know. And I got a guy like Dwayne Brown, who's, you know, one of the best left tackles in the game. You know, he makes a difference when he's in there for me. So I love it when he's out there blocking for me. You know, you always want to have those guys. You know, you got the guy like a DK Metcalf or Ty Lockett. You know, those guys aren't going to, you know, sit out because of another game. You know what I mean?
How would you have done in the Home Run Derby?
I wouldn't have done what DK did in the All-Star game. You know, I think it would have been fun. I know that watching Trey Mancini hit those home runs last night was amazing. You know, Alonzo obviously too, but just thinking about Trey Mancini, you know, having cancer, you know, a year and a couple months ago, and now being, you know, once again an all-star and being the player that he is, and then being the Home Run Derby coming in second. I mean, that's the story. You know, that was amazing. And you know, I don't know if the sports world's, you know, honoring that enough of what Trey Mancini's been able to do.
But imagine if I said every five games you have to play defensive back and play quarterback the rest of the time. Like, Ohtani pitches every fifth game, but he's playing every day. Do you think you could do double duty like Ohtani's doing?
Oh man, I don't know. These receivers are pretty talented out there, man. I used to play cornerback in the day in high school. I was a good corner in high school, but I don't. These guys out here running these routes are pretty spectacular. But you know what Ohtani's doing is crazy to see, you know, because he's not just doing it at, you know, the pro level or, you know, anything else. He's doing it at the highest level possible, and he's doing it better than everybody else too. I mean, he's throwing 100 miles an hour, you know, 98 miles an hour consistently, whatever he's throwing, and has all the pitches and everything else, striking everybody out. But he's also got this, I mean, the power that he's hitting the ball with and the poise that he hits it with. I mean, what's amazing is watching his stance and how poised he is, you know, and how, you know, when that ball comes, you know, when the ball's pitched, you know, you feel like every swing is going to be the right swing. You know, yeah. You feel like he's going to crush it. So it's been amazing watching his success, and another story that needs to be talked about and told more.
What are you doing with Bose?
Yeah, super pumped, obviously, to be with Bose. I've been with Bose pretty much my whole career, and it's been amazing, you know, just my relationship with them. Because, you know, as you know, Dan, the music is in my family, you know, obviously with Sierra, and we're always jamming out, always listening to music. So yeah. It's just an organic, you know, thing for our family and our kids constantly moving around and all the things we do. So, but yeah, I'm actually right now, I'm in Texas right now, Dallas. I'm here for a Bose shoot commercial, and it's been cool because, you know, we have these new Quiet Comfort earbuds, and I'm constantly on the go, as you know. So, you know, I'm actually using them right now since talking to you. So it's always good to you know, have those in my ear as I'm working out, training. I've been training like crazy. You know, I have a new trainer, Tim Grover, who you know. And so we're constantly moving and shaking and making. And so it's one of those things that it's perfect for me. And I can take any call. I can train in them. I love hopping on the Peloton late in the afternoon to at night, you know. So I, you know, it just, if I have a call, you know, I throw the, you know, the earbuds in my ear. So it's been a great relationship. So we're shooting a commercial today. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited for it. We're at some high school right now, and about to shoot this thing. So I'm going back to my high school days.
And you know, you made no headlines today, so you're good. You're not going to hear from management. You're not going to make SportsCenter today. So the old Russ is back. The old Russell Wilson's back. No trouble. Nothing to see here. Just move on, right?
Yeah, man. Listen, man. I'm excited for this.
It's good. I got it. The old Russ is back. There's no more controversy there. Great to talk to you as always. Safe travels, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, I'll see you later, Dan. I'll talk to you soon.
Russell Wilson Jr. the third. You know, that interview further highlights just the rust that we talked to in February. So 2 days after the Super Bowl, that person was not that guy that we just talked to yesterday. That's how upset he was, frustrated he was. But, it, you know, everything's good right now. Do I think this is long-term sustainable? No, I do not. But, you know, you got Russ. Your best chance of winning is with Russ. But do I think that they would be making future plans without Russ? In my opinion, yes. Yes, I do. He did not say go Hawks at the end of the interview. That might be the big controversy there. The I-team, of course, is all over that. This might be the headline that he was trying to avoid. We checked the audio. There's no Hawk in there. No go Hawks. What if Russ calls back in and just say, hey, I forgot one thing, Dan, go Hawks. But Fritzy's always big on that. Did he say go Hawks? And I go, I don't know.
I look forward to that at the end, and for some reason it was just not there.
Yeah. Some other NFL news. I don't even know if this is news or not. You know, you have a couple of stories on Ben Roethlisberger and his new diet, and it's a stricter diet than what Tom Brady had. Yeah, he needs it. He needed this 7 years ago, 10 years ago. And then you had Mike Tannenbaum, the former Jets general manager, he was on ESPN, saying that this is the end of the road for Ben Roethlisberger. He says he's going to be bad. I expect him to be benched by the middle of the season. Now he's 38 years of age. Obviously, this is the end of the road. This would be his, I'm guessing, last season with the Steelers, and probably wouldn't have been this season. It would already have ended if he didn't try to do something financially to help out the Steelers. So I don't know. I mean, would I be surprised if Ben had a bad year? No. He's 38. He hasn't looked great. He hasn't been in great shape. But now all of a sudden you want to... it feels like it's a little too late where you're going to go, I'm going to be on this strict diet and I'm going to be a different quarterback. Like, what's going to be different? Yeah, see.
He'll walk through the locker room now and be like, okay, guys, let's take this seriously, huh? We got to watch what we're eating.
Hey, put down that burger.
All right, come on, guys. This is serious.
Come on. Shakes for everybody. Yes, McLeod.
His backups are, I believe, still Mason Rudolph. They signed Dwayne Haskins and Josh Dobbs. They've had no success when they go to Mason Rudolph.
No.
So I don't understand what Tannenbaum's saying. I mean, you're stuck with him, aren't you?
Well, it's kind of hard to bench somebody if the guy behind you is not better than you or capable of being better than you. I mean, he did win 12 of 15 games as a starter last year. Is he anywhere near what he was in 2000? No. Four? No. But would I be shocked if Ben had a bad year? No, not at all. Yeah, Paul.
But usually what happens when the media decides to pile on someone, Roethlisberger will have a career year and screw up the plans of the Steelers to replace him. Like he will, you know, he threw 33 touchdowns and 10 picks last year.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't take that?
And he had receivers who had a case of the drops. I mean, he probably had more drop passes than any other quarterback last year. I'm guessing. But if... I don't know. That's not stat of the day. That's just a speculation there. I'm wondering aloud. Yes, McLeod.
We can find this out.
Yeah, you can. We know people who know people who could get us that information. We're going full speed ahead with the Olympics. But when you win a medal, how you get that medal, you may find interesting. We'll come back and tell you that. After this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge.
or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We
didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
I saw this. Last call for phone calls, by the way. Athletes at the Tokyo Olympics will put their medals around their own necks to protect against spreading the coronavirus. A very significant change to the medal ceremonies. There are 339 events, and that was revealed yesterday. The medals will not be given around the neck. They will be given to the athlete on a tray, and you take the medal, and then you put it around your neck. Yes, Paulie?
Previously, there was a tray, but then there was a presenter that put it around your neck.
Yeah.
Are we risking the possibility of a dropped medal moment?
A dropped tray?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think of that, but I guess there's always that possibility. I also saw this story. I'm not familiar with the podcast, but it's called Two Bears, One Cave Podcast. And a player named Cassius Marsh, he's a new Steeler linebacker. Now, I think he's out of UCLA. And he used to be with the Patriots. And he said that, this is what he had to say about playing with the Patriots.
The Patriot way is pretty, it's extremely impressive. Like they work day in and day out. Like their work ethic over there, what they, you know, instill is pretty legendary, you know, but they also treat players like crap. You know, you don't have a lunch period. You get there and you have to make time to eat in between meetings. And they're like 5 to 10 minute periods where I would literally go scoop food and put it in a cup and like just crush it real quick before I got to the next meeting.
Whoa.
It's just like there's no be like there's no fun. There's no.
Really?
Well, that's what I got in trouble for saying, that they don't have fun.
Okay. I'm not quite familiar with Cassius Marsh. He's bounced around the league. He also said that he is not well-liked in New England.
Patriots fans hate me, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. If you probably one of the most hated like former Patriots.
Really?
Up there. Top five, at least.
Top five most hated.
100%.
And did you say no fun after you left or while you were there?
It was after I left.
Okay.
Well, because here's the thing. Like, over there, nobody says anything publicly because right. they've won so many championships.
Sure.
So you don't want to upset the fan base. And like, because after you win a Super Bowl, you know, you can get paid for signings in New England for the rest of your life.
Sure.
You know, because yeah. you're a Super Bowl champ, you know? So it was funny. Like when I did that article, a lot of the players like thanked me for like making it public on how bad they treat guys.
Yeah.
But I mean, they win games. So you just really can't argue with, you know, championships.
Oh, okay.
Once again, I don't know Cassius Marsh. He's played on 7 teams in 7 years. How long was his stay in New England? Did he last a full season there, Paulie?
Almost 2/3 of a season, Dan. Okay. 9 games.
All right. All right, so he didn't enjoy his stay there. And is he the only player who had to kind of have a meal while he's in between meetings? There's no boo-hoo here. Chris Long famously went there to win a championship and knew he'd have to put up with the Patriot way. Patriot way isn't for everybody, but you should know that going in. And the fact that the Patriots signed you, like, you should be thankful you have a chance to play for a championship. Wow, I had to crush my lunch in between meetings. Wow. Man, I'm sorry you had to sacrifice so much there, but... And Patriot fans are going to view him as he's one of the most hated players? All right. Yeah, Paul.
You know, this audio doesn't really match what the headlines were. I saw a bunch of headlines this morning. The former player crushes the Patriot way, say it's not much fun. He started by saying it's unbelievably impressive and all they do is win. And then he said one of the reasons is because you have no time to focus on anything else but meetings and preparation.
I
think he's complimenting the Patriots, actually.
I mean, I get it. You know, Brady put up with this for 20 years and said, you know, I don't want to do this. Reggie Wayne famously went there, Hall of Fame receiver, and said, this isn't any fun. I'd rather not play. Chris Long did 1 year and got a ring. And that was it. It's business. This is a business. It's not camp. I'm going to a sleepaway camp here. I'm going to guess the Bengals aren't fun either. But they're not winning. Yes, Todd.
It does come across a little bit like you, like a junior high school kid that got his schedule, and it's like, they gave me double biology, and I don't have a lunch period, and I'm not going to have gym class, but he's going to just not have any fun. And he just got screwed out of like a bad schedule, or he got the hard math teacher or something.
McLovin, final results.
What's the second most popular sport?
You didn't know how to land the plane.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. It's, you can just stop.
I got the hard math teacher. Everyone else got, my friends got the easy math teacher.
Oh, boy.
McLovin?
Tough to follow that. It's second most popular sport in America, according to our audience. Basketball and then baseball, 37%, 35%.
I misspoke. I said that Roethlisberger probably had more drop passes than any other quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys, I guess, had 31 drop passes. The Steelers had 30. But, hey, I worked the Cowboys into this.
Cowboys wide receiver issues?
Yes.
Question mark?
Question mark? Yes. Yes, McLean.
We've got another set of data from our friends at Sports Radio said it was the Steelers with 43. So drops is like tackles. It's a subjective.
All right. Well, let's just say Ben had, of all the quarterbacks, Ben had more drop passes than anybody because Dak Prescott didn't play last year. I don't know if losing weight is going to help him have receivers hold on to the ball. Like, is he throwing a lighter ball by losing weight? Ben Roethlisberger on a diet stricter than Tom Brady's. Okay.
Guys, it's called pliability. Okay, Ben.
Yes, McLovin.
There's all these stories about his receiver, Diontae Johnson, is like sleeping with a football this offseason. You know, it's, you know, that set of stories. He's like using a tennis machine every day of the week, having balls drop from helicopters because he's the he had 17 drops last year.
I don't know if you sleep with a football.
Well, I think Tiki Barber did that. It's a thing. You probably slept with a glove growing up.
No, but he would carry the football around. I remember a guy in college would carry a football around campus going to class because he had problems fumbling.
Because he wanted everybody to know he's a football player.
That's true. No, that was John Gruden. Gruden wore his letter jacket all the time. It'd be summer and Gruden have his jacket on. Todd, what did you learn on today's award-nominated program?
Joe Maddon says Shohei Ohtani reminds him most of Bo Jackson the way he dominates on both sides of the ball.
Great appearance by Joe Maddon. If you missed that interview, any of our interviews, go to danpatrick.com or you can listen on the podcast. Yes, McLovin?
What I didn't hear was go Hawks.
Yep. Russ didn't say go Hawks. Seton.
The Pirates got the steal of the draft. Owen Schartz.
And his dad was a former player.
That would be Steve Schartz. Yeah.
Steve Schartz. Paulie?
Second generation of Schartzes.
Schartzy! Weather van stops short. Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. Make sure you take that extra mile. Take the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support. My thanks to Joe Maddon and Russell Wilson Jr. III. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks, Schartzy. One more item as we close out the show, and M-Drive Boost and Burn. You feel tired mentally, physically, and the truth is that's not normal. You shouldn't feel that way, and that's why I want to tell you about M-Drive Boost and Burn. You can hear it in my voice. I've got that boost. I got that energy. It's a supplement that gives you energy every single day and allows you to feel your best every day. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive Boost and Burn helps you build lean muscle and burn body fat. Stay at the top of your game no matter what your age is at M-Drive. MDriveDan.com. That's where you go. You can pick up M-Drive Boost and Burn. They got a lot of other great products there. It's free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Join the community of us who aren't ready to slow down. Fight back against the clock with M-Drive Boost and Burn. Boost energy. Burn fat. Go to MDriveDan.com today. MDriveDan.com and try M-Drive Boost and Burn for yourself. You're going to love the results. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.